Yo, it's 11:14 a.m. I'm having a hard time waking up today. I don't know why. Last night I went to the movies, saw I, Tonya. And, you know what? I'm probably having a hard time waking up because I ate so much. Before I went to the movies, went to this place, Pacha 34. Or some, I forget, but it's in Koreatown, and their specialty is this thing, or one of their specialties is this thing, comes in a like a dented up pan. It's got like fucking hot dogs, spam, mozzarella cheese, kimchi, mushroom. It's got a bunch of shit in it, and it's delicious. I ate a bunch of food there, and then we had Jack go into the movies. So I Tonya, about Tonya Harding. It's good. It's funny. Some of it's sad, but most of it's it's the story itself. If you really like think about it, as this is a real person that went through all this shit. It's kind of sad, but it's still kind of funny. The movie's funny. Go see it if you want. That's all. All right, I guess I'll look at the news. I don't fucking know. I got nothing today. I can't wait. Where are we at? 306? 308? What is today? Today is 306. So 50 more of these fuckers. I don't know if I'll end it or what. Maybe it won't be every day. Maybe I need some days off, you know? Is that so wrong? Can I have a vacation? I'll tell you this, at 350, I'll definitely take the next week off. That'll be like, okay, now I'm taking the week off, and then we'll see. I feel like I would miss it. Lego wins first copyright case against China copies. Well, that's too bad, because I used to really enjoy all my Chinese knockoff toys, and now they're probably coming for all of them. My mom worked downtown. She'd get, I always wanted new toys. She would get the knockoff that they would sell on the street. And now, I guess Lego wants to protect their copyright. And who's that come at the expense of? Children. Net neutrality protesters take to the streets. Well, that's what we need to do. Where do we take to the streets at? Oh, it already happened. I missed it. Well, I'm glad they did. And I'm glad wish I was there. Pastor accused of sexually assaulting 4 children over the course of 16 years. Oddly restrained. Only 4 children in 16 years? He's not really putting up great numbers. Medford, New Jersey. A New Jersey pastor has been accused of sexually assaulting children. Let's see. The pastor of Come Alive Church. Oh, that doesn't sound Catholic. Come Alive. I don't know. What a weird name for a church. Come Alive. Name it after a saint. Get some, like, legitimacy. Yeah, it's like, sounds like a shitty teen nightclub. Well, now that guy's in his 70s, and he had, he'll just rot in jail. Probably. Allegedly, whatever. I don't know if he's been convicted. He's accused. Former state Senator, I don't know, this is boring. It's not boring, it's just long, and I'm not sure what it's about. Al Franken resigns. Yep. You gotta keep your shit together, everybody. It's all gonna come back. Anheuser Busch pre-orders 40 Tesla semi-trucks. Alright, so Budweiser's going green. Good for them. And, drink Budweiser after all their beers are getting delivered electrically. Well, it's only 40 trucks. That's nothing, I guess, right? There's like a million Budweiser trucks. But they gotta try them out. Okay, fugitive convicted of $100 million Ponzi scheme escapes from prison. Wow. I love a prison escape story. I always like to imagine myself on the lam, hiding, escaping from prison. It's really exciting. This guy, he's going to get caught probably because you can't hide anymore, but I feel like it's got to be a pretty exciting time for this escaped Frederick Berg. Walked out of the penitentiary. Prison. It's probably like low security because it's a Ponzi scheme and he doesn't have to get put in some like really fucked up place as if he was doing something terrible like selling drugs. It's like, fuck this dude. He should have been in a real fucking, he stole $100 million. He gets to hang out in like go to a camp, hang out in this camp. Arizona congressman to resign after asking staffers to be surrogate mothers. What a fucking idiot. Or was this like his line? Was he like gonna like impregnate them manually or scientifically? Either way, the guy's a fucking dummy. He's resigned, so fuck it. Father shoots gunman threatening family in Texas restaurant. Well, I guess he's like the tough dad now. I mean, for his kids. He's like, my dad killed somebody yesterday. I mean, that'd be the first thing I would do the next day at school. When you're like, oh, what does your dad do? He kills people in his spare time. Or he killed one person. We just went out to eat. And he killed somebody. And do you eat after that? Did they finish eating? And if not, are you still hungry? That's a net neutrality skeptic. Agipay faces racial attack from fellow Indian Americans. Well, that's not good. Nobody should be. That guy is a piece of shit, but he shouldn't be attacked for be subjected to any racism. He's a piece of shit all on his own. He has nothing to do with his ethnicity. Canada's lead negotiator confirms government seeking net neutrality safeguards in NAFTA. Canada might save us. I doubt it, though. Canada's got very little pull, I would think. I love Canada, though. All right. Sorry this episode was not good. It was pretty bad, but all right, I'll do one more. Let's do one more story. Maybe we could turn it around. Eighty-four year 84-year-old Pennsylvania man shoots and kills home intruder. A lot of vigilante justice out there. Maybe I need to buy a gun in case some shit goes down. Somebody's robbing me, and I can shoot him. I don't think I'd do well with a gun. It's not for me. Well, sorry, this really wasn't a good episode. It's pretty bad. But maybe tomorrow will be better. Hey, any of you live in Long Island? If you live in Long Island, I'm going to be headlining Governor's Comedy Club January 5th and 6th, which is a big deal, and I would love to have anybody that enjoys me to be there. So let me know, and I would love to know that you're there. It'll make me feel better. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.